Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
60% chance for showers today, 30% tomorrow, a little bit lingering in a Sunday, then a front comes through, and we got sunshine and lower humidity. And by that time, we'll be to, what, October, maybe 10th, heading to the middle of October, so you hope it'd be turning cool soon. Joe Geruso joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How are you, Joe?
Hey, I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Is it appropriate to say Happy Rosh Hashanah or not?
Yes, it absolutely is. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy Rosh Hashanah. It would be Happy New Year or Happy Rosh Hashanah?
Thank you.
Either way?
Excuse me?
Either way you say it? I'm just trying to...
Either way. You okay. Can say it either way. Yeah, it's Happy New Year. So, yes, Happy Rosh Hashanah, Happy New Year. It's perfectly fine either way.
All right, let's talk about the budget that was presented in the city council chambers by the mayor. Have you had a chance to go through it yet? Because, you know, Joe, and when we talk about, if I might digress for a moment, like the tax reform package that the governor's talking about, I don't know how you public officials even begin to go through this, because this leads to that, which affects this. Then you got Venn diagrams over here. Well, if it affects this one, it affects that one. How do you decide what's best for everybody all in all? This is complicated policy stuff.
It is complicated policy stuff. The one good thing, though, Tommy, is remember last year and for many years before, the charter process started on November 1 and we had to be finished by December 1. Mm-hmm. So trying to cram 3 weeks of studying, talking to people, and trying to frankly settle on a $1.8 billion budget in that period of time is really tough. I think a couple things, though. One is generally the budgets don't radically change from year to year. So a lot of the things that either the mayor or the council tends to do is around the edges. And this year, we are not realizing as much revenue as we ordinarily would. That has been a point of contention. The mayor, the CAO, and I all agree that we think the forecast is a little light for 2025. Given that we'll have the Super Bowl followed by Mardi Gras plus a more robust convention season. So the city has to follow what the revenue forecast is, and then we'll check back in May or June and see how we're doing. Philosophically, I think the council, by and large, agrees with the budget that the mayor's presented. They talk about quality of life issues. They talk about public safety, talk about infrastructure. All of those are things that are near and dear to all of our hearts and what residents want to see. But this is to your point where sort of the rubber meets the road, and I think you're going to see some dissent from the council, is notwithstanding the fact that this year the city will begin funding about $20 million to the Sewage and Water Board for drainage, the other side of the infrastructure piece is Department of Public Works. Department of Public Works is responsible for everything else, filling potholes, street signs, traffic signals, street lights, everything else that you can imagine that goes along the streets, and their budget only increases by $3 million. Mm-hmm. And we know, first of all, that they do not have enough employees and that there is a ton of work that needs to be done. So we will really be looking at Department of Public Works to talk about how they plan on growing both sides of the house. My guess is they're going to say they're going to try and start hiring up this year in a way that they haven't in the past. But to do that, they're going to have outside contractors to help with all of that work I just enumerated. But I think you're going to see the council push to get that number higher. And then as of right now, the city has proposed cuts to safety and permits and code enforcement. And look, with code enforcement, since that department has been consolidated, number one, and since they have a new director, Anthony Davis, who's doing a great job, we're really seeing a reduction and things moving faster in the system. And even sometimes residents saying, whoa, I didn't realize how quickly this was moving. Their budget is cut, and as my view, blight reduction, code enforcement is a public health safety strategy. We need to work on that. And in safety and permits, Tommy, I will keep on saying this, almost every single department in the city of New Orleans is a cost center. What do I mean by that? I mean, it costs money. You're not making money. You do not look to make money on the police department, on fire, on EMS, on mosquito control. But on safety and permits, the city, that is literally the place where we can be printing money and making things faster and do better, obviously with all the necessary guardrails that should be in place in some place. But whether it's Miss May from Girtown, who needs an electricity permit to do something in her house for the wiring, all the way to the contractor who's coming in almost daily to get the HVAC permits, that has to run very well. And the city has allegedly hired this outside group to implement all of these plans that were supposed to be implemented, and yet safety and permits is getting a reduction in their budget. And I just don't know how you can really have a strong, safe, infrastructure forward-looking city if Department of Public Works is barely getting a bump, and the two other agencies, code enforcement and safety and permits, are taking between a 40 to 50% haircut in their budgets. That is going to be probably the places where the council digs in the deepest to try and see how we change that and really want to see the return on impact for residents.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Joe Geruso, our guest, New Orleans City Council member. Somebody texted in a question about West End and what's going on there, Joe. I don't know if that's got anything to do with the budget or not, but we'll talk about it. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. 721, I'm Tommy Tucker. Traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Joe Geruso. Joe, Monday night, Saints playing Kansas City, wearing a color rush with the black helmets. Thoughts?
I'm excited. I can't wait for it, and obviously we're all waiting to see what happens with Devontae Adams, too.
Yeah, I don't know about those black helmets. They don't do too well in those. Not that that's got anything to do with anything. Let's talk about West End, since somebody texted in about that, about the redevelopment of West End. Anything new on that?
The only thing that's going on right now is the lawyers are doing all the paperwork on that. I saw a cooperative endeavor agreement that we need to execute with Jefferson Parish that should be sent to them in the next couple of weeks. And really, that's sort of been the plan, is to try and get all the paperwork that needs to be done between the parishes and the cost sharing and the infrastructure kind of ironed out and then look at and make sure we think it's the right time to do a request for proposal, and of course talk to the residents about all of the things that are happening and making sure that they're fully plugged in and know what's going on.
Let's talk about the revenue for the city. One thing that somebody texted in, I'm a little bit curious about this too. How does the Taylor Swift show, how does the Super Bowl, how does Mardi Gras, how does that contribute to the city coffers for people that don't understand it?
Yeah, everything that happens related to all of those things becomes collected in generally the form of sales tax. And I will say this, I'm taking my daughter on a college trip, and I didn't realize that we were coming back right before the Taylor Swift concert. The ticket was somewhere between $175 to $250 more expensive had we come back the day of the Taylor Swift concert as opposed to a day earlier. Mm-hmm. So those prices get higher based on need. And then let's assume that for Taylor Swift, the hotels are at 90 to 100% occupancy. The city gets hotel taxes. And then obviously you think people are going to be eating in restaurants and maybe even having some cocktails while they're doing all of those things. And so all of that purchasing power that winds up happening, all of that tax we collect goes into the city coffers as revenue.
Any final thoughts, Joseph, before we let you go?
No, we'll just stay on top of the budget, and we'll go back to the public when we're all done with it to make sure they know what's going on.
And we'll talk to you again as that process plays out, I'm sure. Somebody texted and said I could tell you Shana Tova as well. Accurate?
That's true, too.
How about that? Happy New Year, Joe Geruso. Have a great weekend.
Happy New Year.
Go Saints. You got it. All right, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Always some valuable information from him. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!